So this is a journey to wake up your wind whistle for as a vessel of peace and harmony. And I'm going to rattle and I'm going to play the wind whistle. And imagine yourself facing north. And I invite you to lull yourself to sleep for a minute. See what that feels like. It's cold. It'd be easier to sleep through this. And a cold blast comes in and wakes you up. Just in the nick of time. Then turn counterclockwise to the west. The winds are inviting you to spin around really fast in your mind's eye, so you're facing west. Spin completely around the circle. And feel the wobble. Feel how you're wobbling on the west. And as you wobble, turn south and see what that emotion is. Feel what that emotion is that can still take you off your center. Is it feeling disconnected, ill, dishonest, overworked? What's causing you to feel wobbly? And you're still wobbling, and you're still wobbling as you turn east. Tipsy, almost tipsy. What is that idea that keeps you off your center? What is that belief? Is it a belief about healers? Is it a belief about money? What is the belief that makes you wobble? And turn north. And as you're turning north, you're feeling wobbly. We're going to call first to the north wind. And I'm going to call to the north wind to help you find that balance between all that wobbles in your life and that firm, rooted faith that the north wind can provide. Stay out there and find the place between the wobble and the not wobble. Feel those feet rooted deep on the earth and sending that spin axis down into the belly of the mother to become stable with the magna, the heat of the center of the earth, feeling it hold you like fused iron. And on this next breath, feel that spaciousness between time and space where your pin is right between the wobble and the not wobble, but you're rooted deeply into the belly of the mother. And once you've got that space where you're firmly rooted, pick up your wind vessel. It might be your wind whistle if you have one. It might be, you know, you can make wind through your whistling if you don't have one. And we're going to rewind us. We're going to call upon the energy of our wind to bring us back into balance so that we know how we're holding ourselves at all times. We're going to call to Eurus. We're going to turn to the east. We're going to call to Eurus. And we're going to ask Eurus, with the help of our wind whistles, to show us the truth, to help us forgive the past memories, and to help us create a future memory right now, right here, that involves our wind instrument. Eurus, remove all that is not truth, all that is keeping me from being a spiritual, resilient person. Give me one word, one idea, one belief that I can hold as a future memory. And blow that word into your wind whistle, into your air. And now, with the strength of this new idea, turn to the south. And we're going to call to notice the wind of the south. And we're going to ask to strengthen our connection, to strengthen our physical well-being, to help us in our honesty, to help us play, to know our place, to be in peace, to walk in peace, to be autonomous, to have meaning. Call to notice and ask notice to show you what is the most important need you have right at this time, right in this space, that your wind vessel, your wind vehicle, your wind can help you stand in harmony, that you can call upon this need, this emotion, whenever you need it, to be strong, to be spiritual resilient. And now let's blow that into our wind whistle. Believe that you have the capacity to hold this emotion strong, no matter what winds are blowing. And turn and face the west. And we're going to call to Zephyrus to give us the physical strength we need to be spiritually resilient. Zephyrus, come here and help us in our physical bodies to be physically, spiritually resilient. And ask Zephyrus, what physical activity do I need to engage more of? What physical activity do I need to let go? And blow that physical support into your wind vessel. So that you can stand strong no matter what wind is blowing in your life, what temptations you have. And now turn to the north. And call to Boreas that you can remain awake as you traverse this landscape of the next cycle of your becoming. And ask Boreas, what spiritual principle, what spiritual practice should I do or may I do on a consistent basis that will help me be spiritually resilient? And now with the help of Boreas, I want to take each direction and bring it in around full circle and bring it in through our spiritual access so that we are this compass, we are this cosmos in ourself, that we have all the tools that we need as we move forward in this next cycle of experience. Starting with the north, starting with the east, we're gonna pull these up and bring them to the center of our spin axis. We're going to connect all of the winds of spirit in through the top of the crown of our head and bring it all the way down through the spin axis that meets us, bring it down through our spin axis that we meet into the center of the earth in that timeless space. And then I'm going to call us back with the rattle.